KSA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Crime scene tape stretches across the street near the back entrance of a Virginia Beach municipal building where a city employee shot and killed 12 people, including some of his colleagues, before he died after a fierce gun battle with police. Virginia Beach Councilwoman Sabrina Wooten describes her reaction when she was notified about the active shooter.
I was stunned. I didn't believe it. I thought, quite frankly, but that it was a mistake because I was in a community meeting and the alert came across from one of the city employees who was at the meeting.
As officials struggle for answers, Mayor Bobby Dyer has tried to quell both sides of the gun control debate, saying he wanted to avoid the knee-jerk reaction and the bipartisan bureaucratic malpractice. An animal rights protester jumped onto a stage and grabbed a microphone from Senator Kamala Harris at MoveOn's Big Ideas Forum in San Francisco yesterday. Harris left the stage but returned moments later after the protester was removed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McLeanan says Mexico needs to step up and do more to address the crisis at the border following the president's decision to impose tariffs on Mexican exports over the issue. He says Mexico has to do more to stop immigrants at their southern border.
And these crossings into Mexico are happening on a 150-mile stretch of their southern border. This is a controllable area. We need them to put their authorities down there and interdict these folks before they make this route all the way to the U.S.
President Trump on Thursday announced a 5% tariff beginning June 10th on all Mexican imports until such time as illegal migrants coming through Mexico and into our country stop. Some Arkansas residents being evacuated from their homes due to flooding. Fort Smith resident Sarah Burris tells KARK the Red Cross has been a big help to her and her family.
They're providing shelter, three meals a day, snacks in between and all night. They're providing security for the families here. They've been a really great help, and I don't know what I'd do without them.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The baby Trump balloon will take to the skies above London again as the president visits Britain starting tomorrow. USA's Chris Barnes has a preview.
During his three-day state visit, President Trump and the First Lady will visit Queen Elizabeth, and Mr. Trump will visit Prime Minister Theresa May for an official meeting on Downing Street. The London Times is reporting that British authorities are gearing up for hundreds of thousands of anti-Trump protesters, and London's mayor has reportedly granted permission for the infamous Trump baby blimp to fly over London on the second day of the three-day visit. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he was not aware of a White House request to the Pentagon for the USS John McCain destroyer to be moved out of sight while the president was in Japan. Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday too much is being made of the fact.
If a 23 or 24-year-old person says, look, is it really a good idea for this ship to be in the background? That is not an unreasonable question to have, and it's certainly not something that takes up 2 minutes of national television on Sunday.
Mulvaney said that it was probably someone on the advance team in the White House who was responsible. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, speaking in a news conference, says the U.S. has urged the International Atomic Energy Agency to make sure Iran complies with the nuclear deal.
Independently of that, we're doing our work to make sure that Iran never ends up in a place where it can have a nuclear weapon.
The U.N. Nuclear Monitoring Agency says Iran continues to comply with the landmark 2015 nuclear deal, although its stockpiles of low-enriched uranium and heavy water are growing. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.